You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. the U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Higher than the women with the lower calcium intake. And this was, and this is important, not only for calcium supplements, but for increased dairy and calcium intake.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Dr. Levy was just talking about a program, a report that was just recently released last year or so, and it was covering 60,000 women who'd been followed for a period of up to, 19 years, something like that. And they, 60,000 women, and basically those who were taking calcium intake and had high calcium levels, were taking calcium tablets and had high levels, they had 2.5 times the mortality level that other people did. But why don't you go ahead and repeat what you said about this study? Because I thought that was the most amazing, amazing study. And after I read that, I said, I got to get Dr. Levy on my program. I want people to hear this. What, again, did they find in this study? Please don't hesitate to repeat what you said.
Well, in a nutshell, they found in over 60,000 women, followed over a 19-year period, that those women that had the highest calcium consumption compared to those women with the lowest consumption, and including both supplements and calcium in diet, which is specifically mostly dairy, those women died at a rate 2.5 times more than the other women. And of interest also is that this was all-cause mortality. Some of the other studies where they've shown increased calcium intake and supplements increase heart attacks, that's true. And people think about calcium in their blood vessels and a greater chance of heart attack, and that's true. But one thing that I discovered as I went through all this research is that the calcium excess that's present in these people is present throughout all the cells of the body. And there's increased intracellular calcium, increased extracellular calcium, and the increased mortality across the board is due to all causes. So this means it's something that's affecting the very metabolism of each cell. And what subsequently became apparent as more and more research papers were reviewed is that all chronic degenerative diseases, cancer, heart disease, and furthermore, it shows that measures that can bring this calcium back out or just as well block more calcium from going in, not only has a favorable effect, but decreases all-cause mortality. So calcium, as it turns out, although it's obviously essential to health, it's essential to health only at the proper amount. And above a certain level, kind of like copper and kind of like iron, it becomes a designated toxin. Copper.
Fascinating interviews, but then so many of our interviews are fascinating. If you're out there in the listening audience and you'd like to talk about anything at all, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But we started out talking about the AIDS epidemic, and basically, of course, if you go into the background of this disease, it's primarily seen in the United States in the black population. The blacks make up 13% of the population, and almost, not quite, but almost 50% of all the cases in the United States are in black citizens. You can go up on the CDC and look it up, the statistics, probably about at least well over 40%, closer to 50% of the AIDS cases are in blacks. It's not because they're more promiscuous, but because they have a different genetic makeup, and this disease was designed to kill blacks. There really is a genocidal program that is being carried out today against blacks. And certainly we see this in the not only in the AIDS epidemic, certainly we see this. They have a much higher incidence of cancer than the white people. They die at a younger age. Certainly they've been targeted as far as abortion is concerned. Most of the abortion clinics are actually in black areas. And it's difficult for people to honestly believe in their own heart of hearts that anything could be this evil, but it really is. The black people have been targeted. And basically, of course, one of the biggest things that they do today, and nobody will talk to you about it, is water fluoridation with hydrofluorosilicic acid. What most people don't understand is when you talk about water fluoridation, they're not using sodium fluoride. 90% of the areas where they fluoridate the water, they fluoridate them with hydrofluorosilicic acid, which contains lead, but of course it also has very, very strong properties. And whether it's because of the lead in the hydrofluorosilicic acid or because this product actually erodes the plumbing, the solder in the older homes, we don't know. But we do know that the largest study ever done in medical history was done on fluoridated water. You don't know that. Of course, you're never going to hear it because the media is controlled. But basically what they did, they tested 450,000 children. You can get this on Roger Masters' website. Roger Masters is a professor of sociology at Dartmouth University. And basically, they did the test several times to be absolutely certain. And what they did, of course, they were actually testing these children. They were doing finger sticks and then testing the level of lead in the blood of white children, of Hispanic children, and of black children. And what they found was, if you were a white child and you in an area where they didn't fluoridate the water, or they fluoridated with sodium chloride, nothing happened. But if they were fluoridating the water with hydrofluorosilicic acid, the level of lead in the blood of white children went up. Now, there's no safe level of lead. Lead is a toxic. It gets to the brain. It gets to many tissues, but it produces real brain problems. And then, of course, if you were a Hispanic child and you were in an area where they had hydrofluorosilicic acid that was used to fluoridate the water, your level of your lead in the blood of these children went up four times. In black children, the level of lead went up six times, not 6%, not 60%, 600%. And basically what it does, it produces a lead encephalopathy. And basically, of course, Dr. Roger Masters, who's done this work, and we've interviewed him a number of times, basically has said that he was interested in this mainly because he wanted to know what this did as far as criminal activity. And he found out that certainly in the areas, certainly when they fluoridated water with sodium fluoride, and among the black population, there was no increase in criminal activity. But if it's in that, as 90% of the areas where they fluoridated with hydrofluorosilicic acid, why, of course, the criminal activity among the blacks went up dramatically. And certainly, if you look at the statistics today, why blacks make up, some states make up over 50% of the prison population, and most of the states, though, 40% of the prison population, even though they're only 13% of the population. And certainly, the last time the statistics were taken, this was 1995, the last time we have them, but they found that of young black men between 21 and 31, why, certainly, one in every three young black men, 21 to 31, was in prison, probation, or parole in the United States. One of every three young black men, 21 to 31, was in prison, probation, or parole in the United States. And basically, of course, we find now increasingly, we're going to have an interview, I think, next week, with a gentleman who's written a book called White Girl Bleed a Lot. White Girl Bleed a Lot. It goes into certainly black violence against whites. And people say, well, it's terrible. And it is, of course, terrible. And it is racist. It's being totally ignored by the controlled media. But, of course, the significant thing, in my estimation, is that probably I would feel that if we were to do sociological studies, we'd find out that this violence, a lot of it is occurring in areas certainly where there is water fluoridation. I do not have any basis for that other than the criminal activities, the criminal studies of sociology that have been done. But I suspect this is true. We're producing a mild lead encephalopathy in the minds of the blacks and destroying their minds so that they cannot differentiate right from wrong. And in a society, when you do that, well, you lay society open to terrible, terrible things. And I think that, of course, if you hear what I say, I want you to check it out and try to prove that I'm wrong. Dr. Roger Masters of Dartmouth, you can get it. You can get my interviews. We have them. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-295. It's open lines, and we want to hear from you. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-295. And, well, Sunday, we'll be back in just a moment, and it's open line Wednesday, so we're waiting to hear from you. At 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-295. Don't be bashful. We're looking forward to your call. We'll be right back.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. It's Open Line Wednesday. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. And we have John on the line from Spokane. Hi, John. How are we doing?
Good.
Do you have a question or comment?
I got a comment. I was talking to a kid who goes to the college near where I am, and he's a Saudi kid, nice guy, and he's into the whole high-tech thing. He's a business major. Anyway, he came back from Saudi Arabia and then had gone to some of these high-tech show conferences for the companies that he also works with. He was telling me about some of the stuff that he ran into when he was at this high-tech conference.
Well, I'd like to hear about it because, you know, a lot of this is really scary stuff. Go right ahead.
Okay, one of the things that I had noticed right off the bat was he had a wristband on, and I said, is that one of those wearables? Now, the guy, I don't know if you saw this new movie on Steve Jobs called Jobs. It was Ashton Kutcher had done this movie on Steve Jobs, and in there, they one of the guys is the former CEO of Pepsi who took over Apple during, I forget if it was the 80s or sometime in that time period. Anyway, I went on just to sort of get an idea who these players were. I went in on YouTube and watched an interview with this guy. I think his name is Scully. I'm not sure. Anyway, and he is currently the CEO of this company called Wearables, and he was describing what these are. And these are wearable items, kind of like those, you know, Live Strong bands. But they almost look like a wristwatch that's an elastic wristwatch. And one of the things these things can do is there's an app you can get, and you can work it with your smartphone and what have you. This kid was telling me, and he was wearing one of these, and he got the demonstration on how they worked and what have you. You can monitor everything, what's going on with your health, how far you just walked, a complete coordinates of where you've been, everything, all the data, everything, on one of these wearables. Now, Scully, I think that's the guy's name, in this interview on YouTube, was talking about where this is all going. And these are mainly going to be used as medical devices, and they will monitor every process, or can monitor every process that's going on with the body. And eventually, they could get it where they can then be, let's say, for example, monitored via a clinic or what have you. So let's say you need, an insulin shot or a medication or whatever, or an increase of this, that, or your pacemaker's going on, whatever. That's what these things are. Now, I can remember in the healthcare bill, when it first came out, there was concern about, you know, are you going to have to be chipped, blah, blah, blah. But no, it talked about medical devices. Then I thought, oh, my God, that sounds like what these are. Well, this kid was explaining the fact that, you know, how kids, I mean, when I say kids, I mean college-age kids that are into the next tech gadget and how fun it is and what have you. They're all over this stuff and what it can do and how fun it is. So I can see that generation just getting let, you know, just hook, line, and sinker into this kind of thing. Anyway, I just thought I'd share that. It's just, and that's not future technology. That exists. You can watch this interview with this guy who's the former CEO of Apple back, not, you know, he was like, it was a sort of an interim time when Jobs got fired, basically, and then Jobs came back. It was, this guy was the CEO. He was the CEO also during when Jobs was around, but anyway, so the guy seems like a nice guy, but he's into this stuff. And I mean, you talk about Mark of the Beast stuff. I mean, this thing is, if everyone's wearing these wearables and if it's required through Obamacare, if we've got to go there.
Well, I think I share your concern. First of all, let me put our telephone number out. It's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But one of the things that, first of all, I don't want people listening, knowing where I am and certainly. But the other thing is, what about the health benefits? Nobody talks about the dangers, certainly, of this sort of a contraption. But we do know, certainly, that everything has been done to prevent people from knowing about the dangers of cell phones and iPhones and all of these things. And basically, they have a profound impact on your mind, on your body, on your health. Basically, the sperm count of men who carry a cell phone on their belt falls about 50%. How about this? Suddenly can suppress your sperm production. What does it do to the rest of the cellular structure? I would be worried to death that in the long run, these could do a lot more harm than good. But everything has been done to suppress the information. In fact, people who've done the scientific studies on the cell phones and tried to get information out on how harmful they are have been effectively suppressed, you know, and threatened into silence. But this is what we're really up against, and I share your concerns, John. I think that this could be a disaster, not only from personal point of view, but from your health point of view. This radiation is not good for you, and that's being totally ignored. They talk about Fukushima and never talk about the things that we really should be worried about. Hang on, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield.
Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Sydney John is on the line from Spokane. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open line Wednesday, and we do have a caller, but right now we'll finish up with John. And John's just saying that certainly radiation can be dangerous, but John, you have to look, where is this radiation coming from? It's coming from the spent nuclear fuel rods. Why, Sydney, are they stored on the third floor of a building? Can you explain that? Why, Sydney, weren't they reprocessed? In Europe, they reprocessed them. We're not that Japan can't do that because, of course, they're an occupied country. We have our troops over there, and the Japanese do what they're told. Why would you store your spent nuclear fuel rods on the third floor of a building where it'd be susceptible to all sorts of damage, especially if there was an earthquake or something happened? You would think you would have them secure. They intentionally have not. I really believe they want to suddenly do away with nuclear energy. They want to stop using fossil fuels. They're actually tearing down, certainly, the dams so that they won't have hydroelectric electricity. They really want, of course, to put us back to a very primitive form of life, but they don't want to tell the American people that. But go right ahead. Any other thoughts?
Well, I am. I do know that, back in the day when they were doing the above ground testing down in New Mexico and what have you, and one of the side effects of radiation is a person starts to get a hysteria about radiation because it's, let's face it. I mean, getting blown up in a nuclear war is it's pretty terminal. And so the thing is that there is that hysteria that can get created that is simply a byproduct of what radiation and what it does. Now, The main thing is this, is the important thing is not to swing the pendulum in either direction, whether it's the hysteria direction that doesn't do you any good, or at the same time, the head in the sand thing. The thing is to get information and get accurate information and take proactive steps. Just be responsible about the whole thing. And I think that I don't think at any time we were always given the full information, full disclosure on any of this stuff. And you know, it's like anything else. It's like if you're going to – something that has the potential of some serious damage – that it needs to be handled responsibly, and until somebody can demonstrate that they can handle the thing itself responsibly, in other words, in the worst case scenario, can we handle this?
Well,
number one,
John,
and dispose of the waste responsibly.
John, I would point out that they do not want a solution. Basically, they spent several billion dollars on a massive tunnel somewhere in underground in Nevada, basically to store the spent fuel rods. Instead of doing what's logically and reprocessing them, we were going to store them underground because they're all across the country in storage bins and certainly being cooled, and any one of these could get out of bounds. But so they were going to store them all together. And then they said, well, we know what's going to happen in 1,000 years, but what's going to happen in 10,000 years? Or we know what's going to happen in 10,000 years, but what's going to happen in 20,000 years? So they will not allow us to store the spent nuclear fuel rods, you know, in this underground tunnel in Nevada after spending billions of dollars on it. What possible sense does that make? Other than they want, of course, to have the contamination, because they want to do away with nuclear energy. Certainly, there's ways of handling it very, very cleverly by fusion rather than fission, and that's all been blocked. They don't want progress. That these are very much regressive. Hey, I'm going to have to let you go because we've got a full board. But I think we have a real problem. God bless, and let's go to Greg is calling from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. We do have one open line. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. And let's go to Greg from Coeur d'Alene. Hi, Greg.
How you doing, Dr. Stan?
I'm doing just fine.
All right. Well, that fascinated me, what John was talking about, the wearables, because I've been researching a little bit about the latest book out, that Beast Tech, and with the former DARPA director and Google executive Regina Dugan, who is pushing her foldable microchips and then invisible tattoo microchips. And as I was doing a little bit more research on that, Dr. Stan, I ran into some stories, and one was, there's a global entry machine that they're starting to put at airports, and they're using biometric fingerprints, irises, scanning to go through the airport, and I guess you'll be able to bypass TSA if you want to go for that. And then I was astounded as I was talking to a younger kid about technology, and he informed me that Apple's phone has a fingerprint sensor that they introduced. I had no idea about that, and I came across another article that Samsung's Galaxy's S5 may include eye scanning iris recognition technology to kind of one up on the Apple application. And then, of course, there was the biometric hand scanner program in the state of Washington at the Pulliup Washington School District that was using a hand biometric to take away lunch things. So this stuff is coming to know that they want facial recognition in the drones that they're planning to put up. And there's four or five articles, more cameras in downtown areas, Houston, Cleveland. There's four other major towns. There's a report on England. 1 million pupils were fingerprinted and out of the London Independent. These are all Wall Street Journal,
Well, you're absolutely right. They're putting in more and more cameras. In fact, London has more cameras than any other country per capita in the world or any other area per capita in the world. Right there in London, and I think they're using it experimentally. Everything is to track the American people. And basically, of course, this is one of the real queries I have. Basically, if we were to have either an EMP attack or a massive solar flare, the whole electric system would go down. I would think that the elite who run America, who control the world, would be doing everything they can to protect the electronics here in this country. Despite what they did, a study, a congressional study, 8-year study by 8 PhDs. We've got the study. You can get it off the internet. They simply were frightened to death at the prospect. It would be very easy to solve it. And every effort has been put in the way to keep from solving the problem that would protect our electric grid, which, of course, is what is being used and will have to be used to monitor each and every one of us. It doesn't make sense unless there's another force out there, suddenly that has another plan, and we're just going to have to wait and see. But so much of what's going on, as far as blocking the efforts to protect our electric grid, doesn't make sense. And that electric grid, of course, is going to allow what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness to monitor everything we do. Why aren't they doing what's logical and protecting the electric grid, which is the very heart and very soul of their whole program to control reality and control the American people? One of these days, I hope we find out the answer. Anything else, Greg? But I share your concern about all of these electronic gadgetry because, of course, they are deleterious to our health, and, of course, they are going to be utilized for the establishment, certainly, initially of a police state and then a massive genocide.
You're right, Dan. So I just wanted to make people aware out there and on your show and just kind of throw that in. That was the tip of the iceberg on some of the articles. I mean, I kind of just gone on and on. But just to be aware and control, you said it. That's what they're after. They're after control. And I believe that these are the beginnings of the mark of the beast. They want to implement this stuff, and they have for a long time, and just wanted to share that your audience, and you, Dr. Sam. God bless you.
God bless you, too, and thank you very much, Greg. And certainly, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you did not hear the afternoon program we did today with Dr. Catherine Albrecht, why, let me suggest that you go to our website. It'll be posted there tomorrow. That was the 4 o'clock program, and you go to radioliberty.com, and basically she's talking about Google. She's talking about the Internet. She's talking about all the means of surveillance of it, and I'll tell you, they are moving and moving rapidly, and basically Google is certainly monitoring everything you do. Google is interlocked with NASA. They're interlocked with DARPA. These are all government agencies, but the government certainly, and Facebook and Twitter and Google and all of these interlock as part of a surveillance society. Well, we're living in dangerous times. Catherine did a wonderful job today. And if you can go up on our website, radioliberty.com, listen to my interview with her. Of course, Catherine's a personal friend and a wonderful Christian, and certainly one of the outstanding talk show hosts we have in America today. Well, let's go to Brad, to Bruce, who's calling from Durand, Michigan. Hi, how are we doing, Bruce?
Okay. We'll only have ourselves to blame. We can't blame Obama or even the Brotherhood of Darkness. People won't even read the Constitution, let alone the Bible anymore. We only have ourselves to blame. A bunch of lazy good-for-nothings anymore. Want computers to do everything for us. People don't even read books. All right, that's another subject. You know, we have the president we deserve. It's God who put him there, and God who's turning up the pressure on us to make us repent. But I won't get off on that. I had a question about Obamacare. Now, it was either your program or Joyce Riley's program. I heard that one of the major insurance companies wrote about 80% of Obamacare. Do you remember who that company is?
No, it must have been on Joyce's program. It wasn't on my program, so I haven't really heard that at all. But I'll tell you, Joyce is one of my favorite people, and she's very, very reliable on the information she puts out. So if she said it, I would tend to believe it. You know, basically, of course, very often when I want to check something out, I will call her as I did today and say, hey, Joyce, what about this fellow? I want to get him on as a guest. Is he reliable? And we had a nice chance to talk and chat as we do so often. But she's very, very reliable, has a lot of great information.
Yeah, there wouldn't be any conflict of interest there, would there, between an insurance company writing a law and then profiting by the law?
Absolutely. Basically, this is the way the real world works. We have a small number of people, but you must understand these insurance companies tie into the Brotherhood of Darkness. The Brotherhood of Darkness certainly controls Obama, and he is not doing what he wants to do. He is doing what he is told to do. In fact, the one thing he did, I think, wanted to do is get our troops out of Iraq. I certainly agree with him. And now he's certainly being viciously attacked in this new book by Mr. Gates, former Secretary of Defense, who's vilifying
today
Obama for getting our troops out of Iraq. I say a good riddance. We needed to get our troops out, but of course they will make certainly Obama's life certainly miserable for doing something that was right.
Yeah, they'll find another war, though. In order to heal the economy. You've got to have something going.
I think you're absolutely right.
I had another question about Obamacare.
Okay.
I noticed at the beginning of 2014, my older doctor, he's like 84, he writes prescriptions sometimes for my mother, who is over 65, and that's on Medicare. And she has another visiting physician who also writes prescriptions. When I needed a refill on one of my mother's prescriptions about a week ago, one of the local pharmacies said, this older doctor is not part of the PECOS. I said, spell that, P-E-C-O-S. It's actually PECOS, as in PECOS bill. Not part of the PECOS system, and beginning in 2014, Obamacare requires doctors to be registered with the PECOS system or PECOS system in order to prescribe for people over the age of 65 or who are on Medicare. Have you heard about this?
No, I really haven't, but nothing would surprise me. This is going to be a disaster.
Oh, yeah, there's supposed to be two dozen more regulations coming down the pike this year to clarify.
I'll tell you what. Bruce, this next hour we're going to have with us a good friend, Steve Frank, and he's going to be talking about Obamacare. And basically you could call in and ask him that question, because I haven't heard about that. I think they're going to create a situation where more and more doctors are going to drop out. According to the president of the California Medical Association, about 70% of the doctors in this state are not going to participate, and that happens. Why, I don't know whether I will have a doctor myself. I'll probably always be able to find health care being a retired surgeon, but I feel so sorry for the average individual out there. Anything
they
else?
They want control. They want control. That's the main thing.
You're absolutely right.
No, thank you.
God bless. Thanks very much. And let's quickly go to Andre, who's calling from the state of Washington. Hi, Andre. Where are you in Washington?
In Moses Lake, sir.
Okay, in Moses Lake. Go ahead. Do you have a question or comment?
I had a question about the EMP thing. And so if you have a solar power system or like a wind generating power system, would the EMP affect that also, or is it just the grid?
Well, basically, it could, because it could suddenly. Is your solar system or your system connected up to the regular electric system, or is it totally independent?
Well, it's connected, it's like with the backfeed system.
All right, fine. Well, if you are connected certainly to the grid, of course, you could get a massive current, a surge there, and it could burn out your inverters. The inverters, of course, would take and convert the solar power to electricity that you can utilize, and the same thing would be true with your wind generators. But we don't know what's going to happen, but there's certainly a chance that it would destroy your inverters. And if you were in a position to purchase an extra one and have it hidden in a Faraday cage, which is what we have done, incidentally, why it would be nice to have an extra one on hand. It's an expensive proposition, but then, of course, if this were to happen, why? Because it would be a disaster. So you need electricity. It would be, you need electricity for so many reasons. And certainly in our case, we needed to pump water because we have an electric certainly well. So basically, certainly if we had an EMP attack or a massive flare, yes, it could. I'm not saying it would, but there's a possibility that it could burn out your inverters.
Okay, so do you recommend isolating the separate power?
If you are in a position to isolate it from the regular grid, yes, I certainly would.
And that shouldn't affect nothing then.
Okay, anything else?
No, sir. Thank you.
God bless. Well, of course, that was Andre calling from Washington State. And I think we should all think about the possibility. I don't know if it's going to happen. All I do know is it's totally illogical what is going on. If you haven't certainly heard our 4-CD set or our DVD on the threat of an EMP attack, or certainly read the Congressional Commission report, it's available on the Internet. Or certainly you can get it from us, but you can get it off the Internet. It's called The Threat of an EMP Attack. It's Congressional Commission on the Threat of an EMP Attack. We carry a book, A Nation Forsaken. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. You should be making your plans accordingly.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, get out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Chan here at Radio Liberty, and certainly this is the time when I need to remind you and all of my listeners out there that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily a listener-supported institution. And if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. That's for if you want to call in, but if you want to reach us and help us, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family, or you can get us a DVD and the 4-CD set we have on the threat of an EMP attack, or the book entitled A Nation Forsaken. And we do actually carry that Congressional Commission report, but as I say, you can pull it down off the Internet. And I will tell you that certainly it's a shocking report, because 180 pages, they came to the conclusion this could destroy our country. 100 million or more Americans would be dead within a year. It would be very simple to solve the problem, and nothing is being done. And I would ask you why. It is totally illogical. I do not believe that the Brotherhood of Darkness, the elite that runs our country, would lay themselves vulnerable where we could wipe out the electric circuitry by which they are using to monitor and control us. It doesn't make sense, so there has to be another explanation. Well, then, of course, I do want to mention certainly something we talked about, but it was last night, and that is, of course, the importance of magnesium and vitamin D3. We do have a line of health products, and I will tell you that if you want to regulate your intestinal tract, your bowels, magnesium will do it very readily for you. 80% of the American people are deficient in magnesium. You should be taking supplementary magnesium, and basically, of course, you can take 1, 2, or 3 tablets. You can regulate certainly use it to regulate your bowel movements. Certainly, it'll affect your brain, your bones, your heart, your muscles. And we recommend that everybody be taking supplementary magnesium. As I say, both Barbara and I do. And if you'd like to know more, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And especially here in the wintertime, but all year long, you should be taking vitamin D3, not 300 or 400 units, as in most of the things you're going to get, but 5,000 units of vitamin D3. And then if you start to come down with the flu bug, or you take it every 4 hours along with antibiotic, and you should have a supply on hand. The flu season is coming. The reason to get flu in the winter is you don't get the sunlight. You need the vitamin D3 to maintain the integrity of your immune system. And vitamin D3 is an amazing product, a supplement that everybody should be taking. So if you'd like a list of our health supplements, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, or certainly go to our webpage, radioliberty.com, where these things are listed. If you'd like a catalog, or certainly give us a call, we'll be glad to get you one. But certainly these things help certainly to supplement our income so that we can maintain our network of supporters, and we can maintain our network of radio stations. We do not get paid for what we do. My wife doesn't take a salary. I don't take a salary. We provide certainly the use of our home and electricity and all of these things, certainly for Radio Liberty. Simply, this is our effort to educate people, and also it's a ministry, because we do hope that many of the people who listen to our program, if they are not already Christians, will become Christians. And if they are, that this will draw them closer to our Lord, because I think we're moving into very difficult times, and I think the only thing that's going to sustain most people is a relationship with the Lord. And the understanding that what we are seeing is the fulfillment of prophecy. We're moving into that cashless society where you'll neither buy nor sell, lest you wear the mark of the beast or be known by the number of his name. You can see this thing coming down the line, and whether it's a wristband that's going to have an electronic gadget or a chip in it, I don't know what it is, but you can see it all coming together just as this was prophesied 2,000 years ago. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. Our number, please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection. America, This is Dr. Stan Bacure at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Stephen Frank, who's been at this game as long as I have, 50 years or more. And basically, he puts out an email every morning at 3 a.m. That's 3 a.m. giving you a summary of the things that are going on in the world. And it's always a pleasure to have Stephen with us. And I think we're going to be talking about Obamacare tonight and really anything else Steve wants to talk about, because he's on the front lines of this truly spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Hi, Stephen. How are we doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. How you do this beautiful evening?
Oh, it is beautiful here. In fact, I see what's going on throughout the rest of the world, and I say to myself, we are just so lucky to live where we do.
Well, we are. I drive the 101 freeway a lot from Southern California to Northern California in the 99, and beautiful farmland. The 101, you have the ocean. It's just a great place to live. Now, if we could only get a government as beautiful as our scenery, we'd be doing well.
Well, we do have a wonderful government. The trouble is, though, that we have another government. We have a visible government and then we have an invisible government that controls the visible government and makes mockery of our electoral process and selects our president and selects the officials. And I call this the Brotherhood of Darkness. But basically, it's simply not by coincidence that between 1977 and 2009, every president and or vice president of the United States, every president and or vice president of the United States, Democrat or Republican, came from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission that's never had more than 90 members, usually much less than that, here in the North American chapter. And that when President Obama became president, 11 of his initial key appointees to key positions came from that small number of people in the Trilateral Commission. And of course, the Secretary of State was Hillary Clinton, whose husband was a member of the Trilateral Commission, the CFR, and the Bilderberg. But right now, we have a wonderful country. We need to reclaim it. And what are we going to be talking about tonight?
Well, I thought we would talk about the energy crisis facing the country.
All right, fine. But, that's great.
But before we get to that, you talked about the secret government that is running our country. And I would just like to make one point. Tomorrow morning, my California Political News and Views is doing a story about West Los Angeles Congressman Henry Waxman, who's been in Congress more than 30 years. And as you may know, the Los Angeles Times is owned by the Tribune Corporation, which is out of Chicago. And the Tribune Corporation, recognizing the changes in society and technology, is moving all of its media properties from an emphasis on the print, the newspaper, to the emphasis on cable and on the Internet. And the Los Angeles Times, of course, is one of their major properties. And the LA Times is moving away from the printed page onto the Internet, where they're putting more and more stories and more timely stories. And, of course, businesses have to, if they're going to stay in business, they have to continue to grow with the times and meet the needs of the consumer.
Are they going to stop their print edition, or is it you're going to have that as well as the Internet?
Well, they've already started cutting back on their printed edition. But here's the problem. Congressman Waxman doesn't want them to do it. And he's been demanding meetings with the publisher of the LA Times.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Stephen Frank.
While the storm...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually.
there is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, this is Stephen Frank, and is talking about Henry Waxman. And Henry Waxman is demanding that the Los Angeles Times not change their business plan. The Time is losing money. Los Angeles Times, so if they want to cut back, they're going to make the newspaper much smaller, spend more time and effort, certainly on the internet, a Los Angeles Times internet page. And basically, Henry Waxman is demanding that they don't do that. And I was just commenting, I know Henry Waxman. I had a great deal of contact with him in the mid-1980s when I was fighting the battle to try to prevent the terrible tragedy unfolding that has unfolded because of the AIDS epidemic. And millions of people, countless millions of people, tens of millions of people have died because I failed at that battle. But when I was testifying, and flew back to Washington, D.C., to testify to Congress, Waxman's committee, and when I was there with my friend, Dr. Larimore Cummings, when I testified, and because here I flew back there at a tremendous expense, and I was not only closing my office, but having to pay for my way and my transportation and my room, but I wanted to testify before Congress. And Henry Waxman sitting up there on the podium, talking to somebody all the time I'm testifying. And then, of course, when my friend Larimore Cummings got there, why, of course, Henry Waxman got up and walked out. And I was used to say, you know, it was Mark Twain who said he never knew a man he didn't like, but then, of course, he never met Henry Waxman. But go right ahead, Stephen.
Well, I've known Henry Waxman since before he was an assemblyman in the early 60s. And I've always found him to be disrespectful and actually vicious. And what he's trying to do to the L.A. Times, I'm not quite sure why the Times even agrees to meet with him. What they need to do is expose him and tell the world that he's trying to use the force of government to determine how they run their business. And this is a media property. The First Amendment rights cover them, and the government shouldn't be telling them whether they should be investing more in the Internet than in a printed newspaper. That's up to their stockholders. That's up to their board of directors. It is not up to the Congress of the United States, or in this case, a single congressman who is making these demands. And he's also, at the same time, demanding thousands of pages of documents without any authority whatsoever. And were I the LA Times or the Tribune, I'd make fun of this guy who obviously is confused as to his role in life. And maybe it's time for him to retire because he certainly doesn't have it all together anymore.
I agree with you. What they ought to do is say, yes, we'll be glad, a Congressman Waxman, that'll be a dollar a page. And you just send your check and we'll be glad to get it for you. Go right ahead.
I think that's one of the great solutions. And let it be a personal check, because this is not an authorized project of the Congress of the United States or the federal government. But this goes into, of course, what President Obama said yesterday as to his role as president. You know, we have a constitution, and the constitution says that Congress passes laws and the president has the right to sign the laws or to veto them, and then Congress has the right to try to override the veto. Under President Obama, there's no longer a need for Congress. And what he said yesterday was that as long as I have a pen and a phone, I'll run this country.
And basically, he's doing it by executive order. He is certainly engaged in treasonous activity, but nobody back in Washington, D.C. has the courage to basically to challenge him, because the NSA is listening to all of the congressmen, and they have something on almost every one of them. And if they don't, they can make it up. And we are certainly moving towards an authoritarian society. But remember, the Barack Hussein Obama would not be doing what he was doing if it wasn't that what I call the invisible government was giving him permission. And if he gets out of line, they would send him on a trip to Dallas.
And of course, the NSA has the information on him as well and his background. And the government somewhere has all his background, from his birth certificate
right through his homosexual activity. I'll never forget, in 2008, I was at a conference in Santa Clara. This was before Obama was even the president. It was in March of 2008, before he'd even been gotten the Democratic nomination for the presidency. And people came up from Chicago and saying, look, we know Obama. We've followed him for years. Everybody there knows he's homosexual and basically involved in all sorts of illicit activity. This was 2008, people were telling me that, and I believe it's true. Certainly, we see certainly other people that he's had sexual relations have certainly come forward, and my goodness, they all seem to have strange and illicit deaths. Go right ahead.
Well, that, of course, is the way the Clinton administration was. Let's not forget Rob Brown dying in a strange airplane crash, Vince Foster being killed in a park in D.C. or somewhere, and then his body dropped off at the park. And there were numerous other people in the Clinton administration who met some strange and untimely deaths as well.
In fact, a friend of mine wrote a book. It was called The Missing Witnesses. It was talked about the Kennedy assassination. There were over 100 people who knew something about the Kennedy assassination who actually died mysterious deaths shortly thereafter. Dorothy Kilgallen, but there were a lot of them that just had died, but nobody ever talked about it. The book, The Missing Witnesses by Craig Roberts, well worthwhile if you can still get a copy. I suspect they bought most of them up and shredded them. Go right ahead.
Well, the president has certainly made sure that he lets everybody know he does not believe in democracy, he does not believe in a republic, and he certainly does not believe in the Constitution. There are more lawsuits than can be counted in front of the U.S. Supreme Court about his misuse of his executive order powers and his presidential powers. Just last week, the Supreme Court heard the case of his illegal appointments to the National Labor Relations Board that then made radical decisions protecting and giving further powers to the unions. And now the legality of all of that is up in the air, along with the legality of decisions made by several other agencies of government that he made illegal appointments to during the so-called, what he claimed was a senatorial recess, when the Senate wasn't in recess at all. He just proclaimed it in recess, not recognizing that the Supreme Court, I'm sorry, the Constitution declares only the Senate can recess itself. The President has no power to recess the Senate of the United States.
Well, we have a real problem, and basically, of course, remember that Michelle Obama did not go back to Washington, D.C. with the president. We have to ask why she seems to want to spend so much time away from the president of the United States today. But go right ahead, Stephen.
Well, the main topic for this evening is one that concerns all, should concern all of us, because it relates to the cost of products, the jobs available. And I'll use the city of Carlsbad, California, down in San Diego County, as an example of it. As your listeners may know, San Onofre, the nuclear power plant, has been closed down in San Diego County. And the government, while it closed it down, did not supply any replacement energy for the energy produced by the nuclear power plant at San Onofre. And now we have the closing of an oil-based power plant in Carlsbad. And again, the federal government and the state government is not providing any replacement energy. And Southern California Gas and Electric is in the process of trying to create contracts to bring in energy, but there's no guarantee they'll sign any contracts. And, of course, the cost of those contracts will be severely high, because there's going to be a long distance where the energy is going to have to be translated through transmission lines hundreds of miles to get it to the north part of San Diego County.
Well, I think that people have to understand, Stephen, that they really want, of course, to raise the price of electricity. They want to ration our access to electricity. They want to lower our living standards. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know what they're doing. And basically, right now, of course, they're coming up with new techniques. That's what the smart meters are all about. They want you to do your use your washing machine in the middle of the night when there's not so much demand on electricity, so you can use your washing machine and your certainly your wash or your dryer on your washing machine at midnight, and then of course the electricity will be much cheaper. And people say that's crazy talk. Well, we live in a world gone mad. People don't understand. There is a program. It's designed to lower the living standards of the American people, because why should we live so well when the people, certainly over in Bangladesh, live so frugally? They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know. They're intentionally running up the cost of our electricity and trying really to force us to change all of our habits and use electricity only primarily in the middle of the night when there's no drain on it. Right ahead, Stephen.
And interestingly enough, in the discussion of the drought that's hitting California and the West Coast, they're discussing using the same type of pricing of water, and that the later in the day and the evening you use it, the lower the cost of the water. And so we're going to see not only rationing, but we're going to see a large increase in daytime use of water versus late night and into the morning use of water. And that becomes a problem. And as you know, as you remember at the beginning of the show, we talked about how beautiful it is here in California. And if you remember last week, the Midwest and places like North Dakota, where we're 50 below and a foot of snow. But North Dakota has almost no unemployment.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
This is Dr. Stan, and certainly our guest is certainly Stephen Frank. I was asking Stephen off air, what about the budget here in California? We're told that Jerry Brown has a wonderful new budget. He's saving money. Well, we're going to have a surplus. We can start paying some of the debt off. And certainly the new budget calls for the expenditure of $155 billion. The only trouble is that we spent $232 billion last year or the year before. And basically, how can you go from $232 to $155 billion budget? Suddenly, are we really suddenly restricting the spending? What's really going on? Or can we believe anything they say? And ladies and gentlemen, you can't believe what they say. You don't know whether it's accurate or not because they frankly lie, and the the media goes right along with them. Go right ahead. Cindy, I'd like your thoughts on the budget here in California and this dramatic, almost $80 billion reduction of the budget, this coming up budget.
Well, it goes a little bit further than that. The budget, the general fund budget for the state of California, 213-214, and I'm rounding off the number, is $96 billion. His budget for 214-215 is $106 billion, general fund. That's $10 billion extra. But in his new budget, he is spending $11 billion to pay down debt, and I'll get to that a little bit later. And he's giving $6 billion more to the schools, and he's putting in $1.6 billion into a rainy day fund, a reserve fund, for a total of almost $18 billion in new spending. But his budget only shows $10 billion in new spending. So where's the other $8 billion coming from? The whole thing just doesn't make any sense, none whatsoever. Then he has this $11 billion in debt, and he's talking about, as you put it, he's getting rid of the wall of debt, the overhang of debt. Well, the debt of the state of California is, according to the state controller, $132 billion at the beginning of this fiscal year, which was July 1, 2013, $132 billion. He's paying $11 billion of that in fiscal year 2014-2015, but he's saying by the year 2016-2017 he's going to have the entire debt paid off, $120 billion in 2 years. Where does that money come from? If I was an accounting teacher and this budget was presented to me in a high school class, it would get an F for failure to be able to add and subtract. The numbers just make no sense. And the more they try to claim that it does and explain these numbers, the more the inconsistencies of the budget come out. And, of course, through all of this, he has done nothing to help the CalSTRS and CalPERS unfunded liabilities, but he's claiming this is a balanced budget, yet the exact same day he put out his budget, that same day within an hour, the state controller put out a press release where he announced the cash deficit for the state of California for the first 6 months of the year was $18.4 billion. So the governor's claiming he has a surplus while the state controller is saying, no, we have a massive deficit. And the media, and that's the biggest problem, the media doesn't put together the two press releases and say to the state controller and the governor, one of you is lying. You can't have a balanced budget with an $18 billion deficit. So which is it?
Well, I think the tragedy is that the American people are so intent upon having a good time and being involved with all sorts of fun things. They really can't sit down and do what you do, Steve, and that is analyze the figures and look at the conflicting figures there. And so the average individual looks at these conflicts between what the governor says and what the state controller says. And because of the conflict, they don't know which one to believe. So they just turn off. And basically, ladies and gentlemen, we can't turn off. We have to be there. We have to be pointing out that they're simply lying. The governor is lying. Governor Brown certainly may be very convincing. He got good press coverage. The press is building him up as a potential presidential candidate. But Jerry Brown, I've known for the better part of 30 or 40 years. He's not to be trusted. I remember when he was governor before. What we need to do, ladies and gentlemen, is point out that California is bankrupt, that most of our states are bankrupt, and that the state pension funds are going to collapse one of these days when the stock market collapses. Heaven help the pensioners. Heaven help the American people. My number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you have a question or comment, right here at Radio Liberty.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is RadioLiberty.com.
Well, Mr. Dr. Stan, Stephen is saying that Governor Brown says he's going to be able to do away with the budget, and there's no possible way that he can do that. But, of course, they do not you want the American people to know that. And they intentionally confuse the public with all sorts of statements. Let's go to Marilyn, who's calling us from El Sobrate, California. Hi, Marilyn. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, I'd like to ask Stephen what he thinks about Steinberg, Senate Bill 1 and the other different bills that are similar to that. I think Lois Wolk has one.
You're going to have to tell us what these bills are for the general population. What is Senate Bill 1?
Well, it basically, among other things, revamps the redevelopment project, and it implements the California Forward agenda, which was actually defeated. The prop that was going to implement that was defeated. I can tell you what it is. It invents structures to govern people with new sources of authority, subjugates the will of the people to the dictates of unelected bureaucrats, allows for the issuance of bonds without voter approval.
All right, fine. With that as the background, are you acquainted with this, Stephen, and what do you think of it?
Yes, actually, this is the number one story that I have in my newsletter tomorrow, and I declare it the worst bill of the year, because SB 1 by Steinberg allows the formation of joint powers authorities, which can then put out bonds without voter approval, tax people, without voter approval, and your city council and your board of supervisors have no choices over zoning matters, and in fact, it creates the Agenda 21 of a stack and pack.
Well, now, basically, can they do this without the permission of the people? Does the legislature have the right to take away certainly the right of the people to vote on these issues?
Well, because of Prop 13, you know there's going to be lawsuits on this, and that's going to take a long while. But in the meantime, the other portions of it, stack and pack, transportation, where companies are allowed to site themselves or not be allowed to be sited, is all going to take effect. And it's going to be an economic disaster. Imagine a firm being told that you're only allowed to build in this area, or even though you're taking over an existing building, you won't be able to because we don't want you. And we, being unelected people, we have a different use we want for this building. And they'll tell corporations, you can't work here. And they even have the right to throw people out or companies out of the buildings under Proposition, SB1. This is the continuation of AB 32 by Schwarzenegger and Perez, Nunes. And then you had SB 375 by Steinberg, and SB 1 by Steinberg goes the final step of closing down city councils and board of supervisors as the determining bodies for zoning matters and other zoning matters, transportation matters, redevelopment matters, all the important things. The only thing left for a city council to do if this passes and is allowed to be law is to be the ribbon cutters for the few companies that do open up in the town. They won't be allowed to make any binding decisions. That'll be made by unelected people.
So Marilyn, does that answer your question?
Yes, I just wonder if he knows, has any inside info. They're debating right now. They haven't, the full Senate, state Senate hasn't voted on it, but they're trying to get Brown to see if he will not veto this. Do you have any inside info on where this stands at this point? Because Brown, said in his state of the whatever it was, he wanted to have SBIA, Sustainable Community Investment Authority. He liked that concept.
Right. He likes the concept. I'm not sure he's going to like the bill. And he periodically shows some common sense and response and responsibility. And this bill, SB 1, is a total economic disaster. The moment it passes, the state goes into a depression overnight.
Okay, fine. And basically, you think then that Governor Brown just might certainly veto this, is what you're saying?
I think so, to protect himself and his legacy.
And certainly, if he wants to run for the presidency, he could not have something like that happen. Okay, Marilyn, thank you very much for bringing. Okay, Marilyn, are you still there? We lost Marilyn. Go right ahead. Before we do, though, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, how they can certainly subscribe to your 3 o'clock release that you put out every day. And the price is right. It doesn't cost anything. How can people get in touch with you and your ministry?
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Every morning at 3 a.m., I publish the California Political News and Views. You can subscribe to it for free and get it in your email shortly after 3 a.m. every morning. You go to capoliticalnews.com, capoliticalnews.com, and on the right side of the page, you can sign up for what we call our alerts. That's the newsletter, and you can get it every morning. And what I do is I publish stories and rewrite stories and give a spin to stories that the major media, the mainstream media, either fails to report on or misrepresents in the newspapers so that you can get an accurate portrayal of what the news of the day is.
Okay, very good. And basically, one more time, how can people get your website and subscribe?
They can go to capoliticalnews.com, capoliticalnews.com, and subscribe.
Okay, fine. Well, let's quickly go to Herman here. Hey, Herman is asking about the bullet train. Go ahead, Herman. What was your question?
Yes, good evening. I just saw in the news that Brown appears to be pushing forward on that, and I see it as a train going nowhere because people, I don't believe, are going to ride it. Not for decades to come, and we can't afford it. So why are they so hell-bent on pushing this through?
Well, I think if for our listeners out there who don't know, there's a bullet train. They want it to go from Southern California to Northern California. And basically, you'd be able to get up here maybe in about 2 hours, something like that. And basically, it's just going to be one of these trains like they have, suddenly in other countries, in Japan. And suddenly, but we're talking about, well, initially it was going to cost a few billion dollars. I think the last thing I heard was 60 to $100 billion, and probably that's just the beginning of it. They've already got, a few miles of this end that's going from no place to no place now. And really, Governor Brown wants to appropriate another $250 million out of this budget for the train to no place. What are your thoughts on that, Stephen?
Well, the governor does have $250 million in this budget for the choo-choo train, and it's supposed to go from Los Angeles to San Francisco in 2.5 hours, but the way they have it routed now, it's 4 hours, and the initiative that passed said it had to do it in 2.5 hours. So that's a violation of the initiative that the people voted for. But beyond that, the environmentalists are upset now with this $250 million expenditure because he's taking it from cap and trade money that is spent to lower the emissions in the state of California. And I did a story yesterday or the day before where the science of it is the high-speed rail is not going to lower the amount of emissions in the state. It's going to increase them. So instead of helping global warming, is going to hurt it, and the environmentalists understand that, and so they're opposed to this use. I'm not sure it's going to get through, but beyond that, there's a drop-dead date of April, 90 days from now, where the state of California has to either match $3.3 billion that the federal government gave us for the train, or we have to give back the $3.3 that we've already taken. And since this $250 million won't be voted on until sometime in June by the legislature, way past the deadline, the governor can't include that in his proposal to the federal government. And it may be, and I'm doing the story tomorrow, it may be that sometime in April, the High Speed Rail Authority just runs out of money because this is the only money they have. There's been no matching funds from the state, which is mandated by the federal government. There's been no private investment, which has been mandated by the ballot measure, Prop 1A, that passed. And so in a variety of ways, the High Speed Rail Authority has violated almost every section of the bond proposal, and they just have to stop their work. Yet I was up in Fresno on Saturday and meeting with some members of the City Council of Fresno on Saturday, and found out that the High Speed Rail Authority is still, as of the day before, trying to steal people's private property through eminent domain for this train that's never going to happen.
Well, it's a tragic situation. Anything else do you want to ask Herman? Are you still there?
Well, there was a front page story a few days ago locally here in the Herald that talked about wealthy Californians who are relocating to other states to avoid the high taxes. Now, it's something I've heard about years ago, but I found it fascinating that they're finally, after all these years, covering it in the mainstream media. Do you have any comments on that?
Well, when Tiger Woods, the famous golf player, lived in Orange County born and raised in Orange County. A few years ago, he moved from Orange County, California to Orange County, Florida. And in that first year that he moved from California to Florida, he saved himself $13 million in taxes. And that's a lot of money. That, even for Tiger Woods, that's a lot of money. And since then, and because of the growth of the internet and the ability to do your work, if you're wealthy, to invest, to run companies, to do all of that, you don't have to physically be in the state of California. The rich are now leaving. And interestingly enough, even the Legislative Analyst Office is wondering how come in the new budget they didn't take into consideration the loss of revenue from those leaving because of California's regulations and high taxes, and that in future budgets, that's going to have to be a line item as a negative to the revenues of the state of California. How much we lose because people and businesses are leaving the state.
We're so, in real trouble because basically people will react. Suddenly they'll be governed by their wallet, and if they're losing massive amounts of money, they're going to go someplace else. And basically the politicians never figure that out. One of these days, I fear, the state's going to go bankrupt. We'll be just like Detroit. Anything else before we let you go, Herman?
Well, you began the program, Mr. Frank, about the power plants being shut down, and my question is, so if the power plants are shut down and we have to pay much higher prices, how on earth will any new business move to California when they look at all, add up all these costs?
They won't. And California has the second or the third highest energy costs in the whole country. I believe only Alaska and Hawaii have higher energy costs than we do. And that goes a long way as to why California has a real unemployment rate of approximately 18%. We're in trouble in this state economically, and the longer Jerry Brown decides to smile and claim that we have a surplus, the harder it's going to be for us to solve our economic problems.
Okay, thanks very much for calling, Herman. Bye-bye. And Stephen, basically, what do you anticipate is going to happen here? Do you think that this SB1 will get through? And if it does get through, do you think that the Governor Brown will veto it?
I think SB1 does get through the Assembly and the State Senate. I think it's only a 50-50 shot that the governor signs it, because the governor has to recognize that that's not a policy statement he's signing. That's a suicide pact he's signing. He's signing away the lifeblood of the state of California, because once that is done, if that becomes law and the courts allow it, at that point, you can no longer live in the state of California as a free person, because government will then have every right to tell you, Dr. Stan, I know where you live, but you would do much better living in Oakland, and we have a place for you to live in Oakland, whether you like it or not.
Well, we live in a world gone mad. I would think there'd be all sorts of lawsuits if something like that passes. Do you anticipate that the courts would be filled with lawsuits?
Oh, the courts, the moment it passes and the governor signs it, the lawsuits will begin, because it violates several sections of Prop 13. It violates the state codes on zoning, taking away the rights of cities and counties for the unincorporated areas of the counties to set zoning policies and to give out permits. It forces the money that a city and a county has to be spent in ways not set by the council or the board, but by an unelected joint powers agreement. They get to determine how much money for most categories of expenditures a city or county are allowed to do. It is a total takeover of the communities by unelected people.
Well, we're living certainly in very, very exciting and I think very, very dangerous times. What are your thoughts, closing thoughts for our listeners tonight?
Well, this is a good reason for folks to really pay attention through the internet, through talk radio, as well as the dead tree industry, the newspapers, to keep up on what's going on in Sacramento and Washington. We can no longer afford to hope that people like me or people like you keep up with this and keep up with the SB1s of the world. Everybody needs to know that on their own and begin action. They don't have to wait to write to their assembly member to hear your show to say, don't vote for SB1. They should know that before the show goes on the air. People need to take responsibility for what their legislators are doing. And if they don't like what the legislators are doing in a free country, and we still have that freedom, we can elect the people we want to represent us in Washington or Sacramento or our city council.
But how can we be sure that the voting machines are not rigged? I've been down there. There's no way you can know what's really going on. It's all electronic. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan. I hope you enjoyed the program with Stephen Frank. I always enjoy Stephen, and I always learn from him. He's one of the best informed people in the state of California, and we are simply blessed to have him and so many of our other wonderful guests here at Radio Liberty on a regular basis, and we hope you enjoy our programs. We hope, of course, maybe you'll want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because that's how we're able to suddenly pay for our network of stations here in the evening. Why we certainly have have probably 15, 16 different outlets listening. Sydney, same thing in the afternoon. Why, Sydney, all across America, people are hearing the truth. But we can't do it without you. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Now, I do hope many of you out there will want to get some of the books we have. We have a wonderful book by Thomas Wood. He's an economist, Sydney. And Sydney, he's written a book called Meltdown, Going Into What's Happening Financially. Meltdown, you know, we need to know what's happening financially. I've interviewed Thomas on several occasions on this book, and basically he gives you the information. We are facing the meltdown of our economic system, and you better know what's coming down the line. Our telephone number, if you'd like to get this book, is 1-800-544-8927, Meltdown by Thomas Wood. And then, of course, you need to know about the threat of an EMP attack. We have a DVD and a 4-CD set on the threat of an EMP attack. You need to have this information, and of course, anything that we have produced, while you have our permission to copy. We also have a wonderful 4-CD set. It's called The New Order of the Barbarians, where Dr. Day, who is actually a member of this conspiracy, world conspiracy, told Dr. Dennegan, we have 4 interviews with Dr. Dennegan, one of which I did, the other 3 done by Randy Engel. But Dr. Dennegan lays out the plan that is being enacted today. He heard it back in 1969, where they talked at that time about how they were going to pay Sydney sports figures, athletes, fantastic amounts of money, of course, and focus people's attention on athletics so they wouldn't see what was going on, how they were going to create new diseases to limit the population, how they were suddenly going to regulate our society and transform our society from what it was into a controlled society, controlled by an elite who have a different allegiance, whose loyalty is to this concept of the one world government. The New Order of the Barbarians. You can get the 4-CD set, 4-tape set if you want, or 4-CD set. And then we have a syllabus that has this. You need to get them, and you need to actually hear the interviews, and then you actually need to get the syllabus and read that through. You need to understand what's going on and explain to others that everything going on today is going on because a small group of wicked people controls both political parties, controls the media, controls the banking system, the military, the corporate. Suddenly, they control our educational system, they control our churches, and they control every aspect of the economy of the country today. This is not imaginary, it's real. And you'll actually hear, certainly, Dr. Dennegan talking about how he was told all of this in 1969. Dr. Dennegan died rather prematurely, but that happens so often to people who tell the truth. Our telephone number, if you'd like to get The New Order or The Barbarians, or this material, the CD or the CD set, 4-CD set, or the DVD on the threat of an EMP attack, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Remember our webpage, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And then, of course, we want to remind you that if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us financially, again, you can reach us at 1-800-544-8927 or through our PayPal button. But we need your help to maintain our outreach across America where people are learning what's really going on. Our number 1-800-544-8927. Please, please pray for Radio Liberty.
A land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. You're in the right place. This is the family of people that want to know the truth.